setting boundaries with your boss and work colleagues. In the modern professional world, establishing boundaries is crucial for maintaining a healthy work-life balance and fostering positive relationships with your boss and colleagues. Setting boundaries helps you protect your time and energy and contributes to a more productive and respectful work environment. This week, I'll explain why setting work boundaries can be challenging. I'll also guide you through the process of setting boundaries effectively with your boss and colleagues, empowering you to create a fulfilling and harmonious work experience. Why setting boundaries can be challenging. Setting boundaries at work can be challenging for several reasons. Number one, fear of consequences. People may fear that setting boundaries will lead to negative consequences such as reprimands, loss of opportunities, or strained relationships with colleagues or superiors. They may worry about being perceived as difficult or uncooperative. Number two, desire to please. Many individuals are naturally inclined to be helpful and want to be seen as team players. They may find it difficult to say no or establish limits because they don't want to disappoint or let down their colleagues or superiors. Some people may identify as people pleasers. This typically comes from a childhood need to keep the peace in a chaotic home. Number three, lack of clarity. Sometimes the expectations and responsibilities in a work environment are unclear. Without clear guidelines or job descriptions, defining and communicating boundaries effectively becomes challenging. This ambiguity can make people hesitant to set boundaries as they may not even know what's expected. Number four, overcommitment and workaholism. Some individuals struggle with work-life balance and tend to overcommit themselves. They may have difficulty distinguishing between work and personal life, leading to a lack of boundaries. This can result in burnout, decreased productivity, and strained personal relationships. Number five, cultural or organizational norms. Certain workplace cultures or organizational norms may discourage or devalue the concept of setting boundaries. In such environments, constant availability or long working hours might be expected, making it challenging for individuals to establish healthy boundaries without feeling guilty or stigmatized. Number six, perceived career advancement. Some of us believe that setting boundaries may hinder our chances of career advancement. We fear that by saying no or setting limits, we may be perceived as less committed or dedicated, potentially impacting our professional growth. Number seven, lack of assertiveness or communication skills. Effective boundary setting often requires assertiveness and clear communication. If individuals lack these skills, they may struggle to express their needs and limitations appropriately, making establishing and maintaining boundaries difficult. Setting boundaries. To overcome these challenges, it's important to prioritize self-care, develop assertiveness and communication skills, understand and communicate your expectations, and seek support from supervisors, mentors, or HR professionals who can help create a healthy work environment. Following are seven things you can do to strengthen your boundary setting. Number one, understand your own boundaries. Before you can effectively communicate your boundaries to others, it's essential to have a clear understanding of what your boundaries are. Reflect on what's important to you and what you need to maintain a healthy work-life balance. Consider aspects such as working hours, workload, personal time, and communication preferences. By knowing your boundaries, you'll be better equipped to articulate them to your boss and colleagues. Number two, communicate openly and assertively. Establishing healthy boundaries begins with open and assertive communication. Schedule a meeting or find an appropriate time to have a conversation with your boss or colleagues. explain your intentions clearly and respectfully, emphasizing the need for a balanced and efficient work dynamics. Remember to use I statements to convey your feelings and needs without sounding confrontational or defensive. Number 3, prioritize your tasks and time. Setting boundaries involves managing your workload effectively. Start by understanding your priorities and organizing your tasks accordingly. When your boss or colleagues assign you additional work, evaluate your existing workload and communicate your limitations if necessary. Be realistic about what you can handle within a given time frame and don't be afraid to negotiate or delegate tasks when appropriate. Number 4, set clear expectations. Establish clear expectations regarding timelines, deliverables, and goals to avoid misunderstandings and prevent unnecessary stress. When receiving a new assignment or project, ensure that you have a thorough understanding of what's expected of you. If the scope or deadlines seem unrealistic, address your concerns and negotiate more reasonable terms. Establishing mutual understanding creates a foundation for effective collaboration while maintaining your boundaries. Number 5, learn to say no. Learning to say no is a powerful skill when it comes to setting boundaries. While it may initially feel uncomfortable, especially if you're a people pleaser, it's essential to recognize that saying no is not a sign of incompetence or unwillingness to contribute. Politely decline requests that conflict with your established boundaries, explaining your reasons only when necessary. Practice offering alternative solutions or suggesting alternative resources that may help. Number 6, establish technology boundaries. In today's digital age, it's easy to find ourselves constantly connected and available. Set boundaries around technology usage to maintain a healthy work-life balance. Define specific periods for checking and responding to emails or messages outside regular working hours. Communicate these boundaries to your boss and colleagues to manage their expectations and avoid the assumption of 24/7 availability. Number 7, take care of your well-being. Boundaries are not only about workload and time management, but also about your personal well-being. Recognize the importance of self-care and create boundaries that prioritize your physical and mental health. Whether taking regular breaks, setting aside time for exercise, or ensuring adequate rest, be committed to your own well-being. Communicate these needs to your boss and colleagues, encouraging a culture that values self-care and work-life balance. Conclusion: setting boundaries is essential to maintaining a healthy work environment and preserving your well-being. By understanding and communicating your boundaries with your boss and colleagues, you empower yourself to achieve a healthy work-life balance and foster productive and respectful relationships. Remember that setting boundaries is a continuous process. As circumstances evolve, be open to re-evaluating and adjusting your boundaries accordingly. One final point, and I know this one will be controversial. If your boss or company do not accept your boundaries, that's a significant indicator that it's time to move and find a better cultural fit. If it's not possible immediately, consider creating a longer-term plan for your eventual exit with a specified date. Without a date, you will likely remain in the role that makes you unhappy. For more information on that topic, read Why We Stay Too Long. What next? If you think this article would be helpful to others, please forward, like, comment, and share. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with this small act of kindness. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed yet, please click the tab at the top of the page to receive my weekly newsletter. You'll also get a free copy of my 30-page mini guide on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.